Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Thursday, April 3, 2025.
Trump administration's new plan for federal employees. The Trump administration is set to change how federal employees are classified at agencies like NOAA and the Department of Energy. This new plan will create a job category with fewer protections, allowing for at-will termination of employees. It's part of a broader strategy by President Trump to streamline the workforce and potentially remove career civil servants who oppose his policies. With around 2.2 million federal employees in the U.S., up to 50,000 could be affected by these changes. This shift raises serious concerns about job security and the political influence within the federal workforce. Legal challenges from unions representing these workers highlight the controversy surrounding this policy.
China's military drills near Taiwan. On April 2, 2025, China flexed its military muscles with live-fire drills in the East China Sea, part of the Straight Thunder 2025A exercise. These exercises practiced targeted attacks on practice targets, including vital ports and energy facilities. Taiwan's defense ministry confirmed that no live-fire activities occurred near the island, and the drills were outside Taiwan's response zone. Meanwhile, Taiwan tracked 36 Chinese military aircraft, down from 76 the day before, showing fluctuating military activity. U.S. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth criticized China's actions during his recent visit to Asia, warning that such maneuvers heighten regional tensions and threaten global security. The European Union echoed these concerns, calling for careful monitoring to prevent escalation. These drills follow previous exercises named Joint Sword 2024A and Joint Sword 2024B, underscoring ongoing tensions between China and Taiwan, especially under Taiwan President Lai Ching-te, labeled a separatist by China. The situation remains dynamic, with international scrutiny and significant implications for global security.
Russian missile attack in Kryvyi Rih. On April 2, 2025, a Russian missile struck a business in Kryvyi Rih, Ukraine, killing 4 civilians, including an 8-year-old boy and a 6-year-old girl. 14 others were injured, with the boy in very serious condition. President Zelensky, a local resident, condemned the attack as an act of terror and shared images of the destruction on social media. He called for more demands on Russia and requested support from the United States and other allies. This tragic incident underscores the ongoing conflict between Ukraine and Russia, which has escalated since 2014, causing serious harm to civilians and creating a humanitarian emergency. The situation remains critical as the world confronts the consequences of this violence.
ACLU takes legal action against NIH over research grants. The American Civil Liberties Union, or ACLU, has launched a lawsuit against the National Institutes of Health, known as NIH, in a Massachusetts district court. They claim NIH has unjustly canceled hundreds of vital research projects, violating federal law and the Constitution. This lawsuit represents 4 researchers and 3 unions that rely on NIH funding, arguing that these cancellations were made without proper scientific reasons and were influenced by rules based on beliefs about diversity, equity, and inclusion, vaccine hesitancy, and gender identity. The defendants include NIH, its Director Jay Bhattacharya, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and its Director Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The ACLU is working alongside the Center for Science in the Public Interest and the Protect Democracy Project on this case, which highlights ongoing legal challenges related to research funding. The lawsuit reveals that at least 678 research projects have been terminated, totaling more than $2.4 billion in canceled grants, which could have serious financial effects on research agencies. Notable plaintiffs include Brittany Charlton from Harvard Medical School and Katie Edwards from the University of Michigan, both of whom have faced multiple grant cancellations since February 2025.
Poonam Gupta takes charge as Deputy Governor of RBI. Poonam Gupta has taken the helm as the Deputy Governor of the Reserve Bank of India starting April 2, 2025. With a rich background as an economist at the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, she currently leads the National Council of Applied Economic Research, India's largest economic policy institute. This appointment comes at a critical moment as India faces economic challenges, with growth expected at 6.5% for the fiscal year ending March 31, 2025. Gupta succeeds Michael Patra, who held the position since January 2020. Her leadership will be vital as the Reserve Bank prepares for a key meeting on April 9th, where a second interest rate cut is anticipated. Gupta has previously called for a fresh look at how inflation is managed and has advocated for allowing the Indian rupee to vary more freely. Her extensive experience is expected to bring a new perspective to the RBI during these uncertain economic times.
New AI benchmarks unveiled by ML Commons. ML Commons has launched revolutionary benchmarks to evaluate the speed and efficiency of hardware and software in artificial intelligence. These new standards respond to the growing demand for performance assessment since OpenAI's ChatGPT was released in November 2022. One benchmark test Meta's Llama 3.1 model, which boasts an impressive 405 billion parameters, measuring how well systems can handle large queries and combine information from various sources. NVIDIA has introduced its latest AI servers, known as Grace Blackwell, featuring 72 powerful graphics processors and showing performance improvements of nearly 3 times faster than previous models. The second benchmark, based on an open-source AI model from Meta, aims to closely mimic the performance expectations of consumer AI applications like ChatGPT, enhancing user experience and speeding up response times. ML Commons plays a vital role in establishing these standards, reflecting rapid advancements in technology. These benchmarks could significantly impact not just tech companies, but also sectors like healthcare, finance, and customer service, driving productivity and innovation.
Trump's new tariffs and their impact. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced new reciprocal tariffs targeting countries that impose tariffs on American goods. This move aims to tackle the significant trade deficit the U.S. has been facing. Critics warn that these tariffs could lead to inflation and even spark a trade war, affecting both the U.S. economy and global trade relations. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt confirmed that these tariffs will take effect immediately, especially against nations that limit U.S. exports. A notable 25% tariff on auto imports starts on April 3, 2025. Experts are concerned that these unilateral actions could provoke retaliatory measures from other countries. In 2024, U.S. imports rose by 6.6%, totaling $4.1 trillion, highlighting our growing reliance on foreign goods. Economic forecasts suggest consumer prices could rise by 1.7% due to these tariffs, with potential increases if other nations respond. International reactions have been largely negative, with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen stating the EU is ready to respond if necessary. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer acknowledged that these tariffs could impact the UK's trade relations with the US, raising concerns about broader implications for global trade.
Amazon's Project Kuiper launch. Amazon is set to launch 27 satellites for its Project Kuiper Internet network on April 9, 2025, at noon Eastern Daylight Time from Cape Canaveral, Florida. This mission, named Kuiper Atlas 1, marks the beginning of an ambitious plan to deploy over 3,000 satellites in low Earth orbit. The aim is to provide high-speed internet access worldwide and compete with SpaceX's Starlink. With a $10 billion investment, Amazon hopes to transform connectivity for remote areas, making the internet accessible to everyone. Using an Atlas V rocket from United Launch Alliance, this initiative could change lives in underserved regions. Imagine having reliable internet in the most isolated places. This is the future Amazon is working toward.
Al Sharpton critiques unjust deportation policies. Civil rights activist Al Sharpton recently spoke out against the unjust deportation of a Maryland man to El Salvador. He highlighted serious issues with immigration policies from the Trump administration, emphasizing the risks these deportations pose to individuals who have built their lives in the U.S. The situation in El Salvador, marked by poverty and violence, raises important questions about the U.S. government's responsibilities toward immigrants. Sharpton's advocacy calls for a review of deportation practices, stressing their impact on families and communities across the nation. His remarks underscore the urgent need for a more compassionate approach to immigration policy that prioritizes the rights and safety of individuals. What does this mean for families living in the U.S.?
Tim Stokely's bid for TikTok. Tim Stokely, the founder of OnlyFans, has launched a new venture called Zoop, designed to create a family-friendly platform that rewards content creators. In a bold move, Zoop has teamed up with a Barr Foundation to make a final offer to acquire TikTok from its Chinese owner, ByteDance. They submitted this bid to the White House on April 2, 2025, with a deadline for ByteDance to respond by April 5. If ByteDance doesn't sell TikTok by then, the app could face a ban in the United States due to safety concerns about its Chinese ownership. This law, effective since January 19, 2023, reflects worries that the Chinese government might influence TikTok's operations in the U.S. Currently, TikTok has about 170 million users in America. The U.S. government, led by President Donald Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance, is closely monitoring the situation as negotiations unfold.
Meta's antitrust trial and lobbying efforts. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg is in high-stakes negotiations with U.S. President Donald Trump to avoid an upcoming antitrust trial set for April 14, 2025. The Federal Trade Commission, or FTC, is accusing Meta of engaging in illegal practices to maintain a monopoly in social networking. They claim Meta overpaid for Instagram and WhatsApp to eliminate competition. Zuckerberg emphasizes that Meta regularly interacts with policymakers on issues that affect competition and economic growth. However, the White House and the FTC have not commented on these lobbying efforts. This trial is part of a broader crackdown on major tech companies that started during Trump's presidency and continues under President Biden. The outcome could significantly impact Meta and the entire tech industry.
FTC pauses lawsuit against pharmacy benefit managers. The Federal Trade Commission, or FTC, has put a hold on a lawsuit against pharmacy benefit managers, known as PBMs, tied to major healthcare companies like UnitedHealth, Cigna, and CVS Health. This decision comes after two Democratic commissioners, Alvaro Bedoya and Rebecca Kelly Slaughter, were dismissed for supporting the case. The lawsuit claims that PBMs are limiting access to affordable insulin, steering diabetes patients toward more expensive options while pocketing large discounts from drug companies. CVS Health argues that it's the manufacturers, not the PBMs, who set insulin prices. This pause raises important questions about the future of insulin pricing and access to medications, potentially leaving many diabetes patients in a difficult situation. The outcome could have a significant impact on both patients and the healthcare system. That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.